Arunyaya, an invitation to the truth. A Muslim feels no anger towards any nation en masse. He intellectually stands only against those individuals involved in persecution. Allah reveals in the Quran that Muslims must always espouse love, justice, peace, and friendship. As our Lord reveals in the verse, those who give in times of both ease and hardship, those who control their rage and pardon other people, Allah loves the good doers. Muslims behave with forgiveness, affection, compassion, and justice, not with anger. Islam will progress with love, wisdom, science, and inculcation. Attempting to slaughter children and women just because they are Jews and calling them cursed as a whole is cruelty. This applies to relations between communities as well as individuals. What Muslims must do, even in the event of injustices, disagreements, or tensions, is always to be fair and affectionate. Even during war, Muslims possess the moral values to feed their prisoners before themselves. Allah reveals in one verse, "You who believe, show integrity for the sake of Allah, bearing witness with justice. Do not let hatred for a people incite you into being unjust. Be just." That is closer to taqwa. Have taqwa of Allah. Allah is aware of what you do. It is essential to love and fear Allah in order to be just. Muslims who know that Allah loves justice are protective towards people because of their profound love of Him. Muslims are able to forego their own rights, even when they are in the right, and are forgiving under all circumstances. Bearing grudges and being filled with hatred is a vice that no Muslim can harbor. When it comes to relations between two communities, the important thing is to be on the side of peace. The best thing is to be open to reconciliation and forgiving. It is important to set aside past conflicts, injustices, and wrongs, and to develop a climate based on love, peace, and friendship. Those who revolve around anger and hatred instead of peace and friendship can never find a friendly country, because there have been disagreements and disputes, either great or small, between all societies. It is impossible to establish good relations with any country if one acts in the light of these. If one adopted such a false logic, then neither the USA, Russia, Italy, Great Britain, or France could be regarded as friends. There is a reason for each one to be treated with hostility, and in such a climate of hatred and enmity, those who incite such hatred will always lead troubled and painful lives. A whole nation cannot be punished for a crime committed by some. Armenians are our brothers, whom we've known to be the loyal nation. The important thing is to emphasize love, compassion, and forgiveness. Rather than keeping these disagreements in the forefront of one's mind, and to establish a climate in which all can live in peace and beauty, and that is only possible if people exhibit patience and moral virtue and live by love and fear of Allah and the moral virtues of the Quran. In the event of oppression of any kind, one cannot hold an entire nation responsible for that without discrimination. It is only those who persecute Muslims who must be held responsible for that persecution in the sight of Allah. And these people must receive the punishment deemed appropriate by law. For instance, it is incompatible with the Quran, and also with logic and reason, to hold all Americans responsible for the persecution carried out by one, or to declare that all Jews are monsters because of the crimes of one Israeli. Little children, immaculate young girls, mothers, and the elderly are obviously not to be held responsible for what a few mindless people do under the influence of Darwinist and materialist ideology. It is only those who perpetrate oppression who are responsible for it. A Muslim feels no anger towards any nation en masse. He intellectually stands only against those individuals involved in persecution. Our Prophet alayhi salam has imparted the glad tidings that war and conflict will come to an end in the end times. Through the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and the Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, that weapons will be abolished and that they will live peacefully side by side with the Lamb. In these days, the eve of these tidings being made a reality, all Muslims have a responsibility to describe the beauties of Islam with patience and kind words, using gentle language and setting out scholarly and scientific proofs. They must strive to eliminate all disagreements between people by encouraging love and work with all of their might for the establishment of brotherhood and friendship. Allah will bestow great success on those who strive sincerely, inshallah. By the leave of Allah, this excellent effort will receive the most excellent reward in the time of our Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. And the world will be a lovely place of peace and friendship, the like of which has never been seen before.
www.harunyahya.com